And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, August 20th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and I'm very pleased to be joined by a good friend, Elise Wheeler. She is a local author as well as the president of two clubs. It's the West Georgia chapter of the Native Plant Society as well as the Carrollton Writers Guild. Elise has joined us many times over the last few years at various book-related events and some of the Writers Guild plays that they put on. It's a very dynamic, rich group with a lot of different authors from all sorts of genres. And of course, she's also been on with the Native Plant Society, which are always fun shows because we always end up talking about some plants that get bad raps, you know, or we talk about plants that that people may not realize have a lot of benefit or significance, you know, and then of course also talks about the invasive plants as well. Today we're going to be chatting about an event coming up tonight, brought to you by the West Georgia chapter of the Native Plant Society. Invasives We Love to Hate. It's happening. Reception starts at 6:30. Presentation is at 7 a.m. at the Carroll County Ag Center. And it's going to be, that's right here on Noonan Road, right next door to us. And we're also going to be discussing the visiting author series. Sherilyn Kenyon, the author, is going to be coming, and that's going to be September 5th at noon. You can attend the luncheon with the author and some other events as well. But we're going to get right into that. Elise, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very, very well. So I gave you a bit of an introduction, but if you could maybe tell folks a bit, a bit more about your role as an author, maybe some of the books that you've written.
Oh, I've got... I co-wrote with Carolyn Houghton, who was a dear friend of mine for many, many years, two beginning novels for two different fantasy series. One of them is a little bit darker and a little bit more paranormal, and that is Raven's Eye. It's the first in the Foxhaven trilogy. I'm halfway through the second one and hope to have it out in the spring. The other one is more of a cozy fantasy, meaning that it's tongue-in-cheek, and it's called Waterton Zoo. It's about a young woman who is a veterinarian extraordinaire, meaning she takes care of trolls and gargoyles and creatures of that sort, who ends up here in upstate New York as the director of a small zoo. So they're just fun. I mean, it's something that I've done after I retired and having a really good time working with it. And I've been just so excited to be now 7 years a member of the Carrollton Writers Guild. We have grown to almost 50 members. We have prose writers, fantasy, suspense, thriller, true crime. We have poets, and that's one of the events that's coming up is September 6th at 6 o'clock at the Carrollton Art Center. The published poets amongst our group will be doing a poetry reading, and it'll be a lot of fun. It's open to the public, and we'd love to have people come join us. You know, there are names that a lot of folks will recognize: Bob Covell, Eleanor Holmes, Cliff Perkins, Gil Royal, Cecilia Lee, not to mention several others that I'm going to miss now. But we'll see about that.
Because that's how many active participants we have. So many we can't even list them all right now. Great authors coming around.
Absolutely, and we're picking up younger members. We have a Just Saturday group that is open to people that work because our other meetings are during the weekday, and so we're picking up younger members. We've got ones that are now writing middle age YA literature. So it's a great group. It's a lot of fun, and people are welcome to come visit and see if they would enjoy it. It's a supportive group in that we really work hard to give good critique, but at the same time, we're kind and we're gentle, and we're going to encourage people to get their stories out.
So the Writers Guild, when you have these meetings, is this a situation where it allows authors to, you know, read a chapter that they've been working on, and then all the authors can offer some insight and constructive criticism or recommendations?
We used to read aloud, but we've gotten so many members and so many people who want to have a critique. Now we're reading the material ahead of time. We distribute it a couple of days before the meeting, and then we have a critique session once we're in the meeting. And the last time we did this as an experiment to see how it's going to, everybody seemed to have a really good time. And it let us, instead of trying to rush through to get to everybody, it let us have a more in-depth critique. So again, we distribute the material ahead of time and people read and bring their comments.
Oh, that's great. So this way, the time can be spent offering, you know, assistance and constructive right. criticism instead of necessarily like rushing through the text.
Exactly. And, you know, we have people who have many people who have published. Stephanie Baldy has her second series. Her new book is coming out the end of September. And so we've got experienced authors, but we also encourage people who are just starting out. I mean, just whether you've got any experience at all, just come in and start to get your story down on paper.
So what came first, your love of literature or your love of native plants?
Well, I would say the love of literature came first from the time I was able to read. I was one of those kids that spent the entire summer in the library.
Sure.
You know, so the native plants really is something I was introduced to once I got down here. My mother and father were both gardeners, and I was out in the garden, but I didn't realize a lot of the benefits of the native plants until I became associated with the West Georgia chapter. There are just some outstanding people in that chapter, and they have lots of knowledge. So talking about the event tonight, again, invasives we love to hate. We're talking, and people know about kudzu. You see kudzu everywhere. But they may not know about Chinese privet, stilt grass, English ivy, nandina. Nandina is terrible because the beautiful red berries are poisonous, and it kills off some of the species of birds. So we're trying to get people to take nandina out of their environment. But tonight is going to be a panel discussion with our members who have had experience trying to get rid of these invasives. And it just would be a good time had by all. It's open, free to the public. You don't have to be a member, though we'd love to encourage people to become members.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we will continue our conversation with author and president of the Carrollton Writers Guild, as well as the West Georgia chapter of the Native Plant Society, Elise Wheeler, as we discuss two events, possibly more. Because, you know, we talk about one, we're going to touch a few others. But the most important, the most pressing one, I should say, is invasives we love to hate. Coming up tonight, 6:30 is when the reception starts. Presentation starts at 7 at the Carroll County Ag Center right here on Noonan Road. A community voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Customized Academic Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And welcome back to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, August 20th. It's my guest, Elise Wheeler. She is a local author, as well as president of the Carrollton Writers Guild and the West Georgia chapter of the Native Plant Society. Let's hop right back into it. We're chatting about an event, very pressing event, coming up tonight. It's going to be Invasives We Love to Hate. Reception starts at 6:30, and the presentation will start at 7 at the Carroll County Ag Center. So before we jump back over to the visiting author series with your in your capacity as the president of the Carrollton Writers Guild, let's expand on this a bit more. So invasives we love to hate. What can folks expect at the event tonight?
Well, each of our panelists are going to take one species and discuss how to remove it from your garden, because the first thing you want to do before you try to establish a garden is get rid of the invasives. The problem with the invasives is that they are often have a longer growing season. They often have roots that will steal the nutrients from any of your other plants. And when we classify them as invasives, obviously they're going to spread, and they're going to spread either by the root system or they're going to spread by seed. You know, one of the big pollinators is actually the ants, because the ants come and get the seed, take it down into the ground. They eat the shell off of the seed, which is what the emerging plant has got to break through in order to grow. But they eat that shell off and they leave the seed intact. And so the ants actually spread a lot of natives as well as the non-natives. I mean, they don't discriminate. But one of the missions of the West Georgia chapter and the chapters that are part of the Georgia Native Plant Society is to educate the public about the need for the natives, as well as how critically important it is that we get these invasives out. I'm sure you've seen trees where the English ivy has grown up on the tree. It will eventually kill that tree because it will grow out and prevent the tree from getting sunlight, or as well as stealing some of the nutrients from the soil.
Oh, very so parasitic.
It's very parasitic. Not all of them are parasitic. I mean, truly, it's a case of just covering up the tree so that it can't get the sunlight that it needs. Now, mistletoe is parasitic. That's one, but it will kill the tree eventually as well. But, you know, we all love mistletoe at Christmas time.
Sure, absolutely. Puts everybody in the mood for kisses and sugars, or, you know, how in every story, every Christmas story ever written, it seems like.
Yeah. Now, if you're looking to start a native plant garden around your house, we have our native plant sale that is coming up. Our fall sale is at the Ag Center also, September 21st. It will be from 9 to 12. And this year we have... each year we've grown with more and more vendors, and we encourage the vendors to come in. It is a money-making operation for us with our own plants, but that we want to educate the public that there are vendors out there, nurseries, that carry native plants. Instead of going to the big box stores, forgive me, and getting plants that have been brought in by the desire of the contractors and others, go to these smaller nurseries and help keep them alive and get your native plants from them. So there will be at least 8 to 10 nurseries from around the region that we want to introduce people to.
That's great. All right, so that's the invasives we love to hate. That's coming up tonight. Reception is at 6:30. The presentation starts at 7, and this is all going to be going down at the Carroll County Ag Center right here on Noonan Road, just up the street from us. They're our neighbors. So before we jump over to the Visiting Author Series, how as far as the Native Plant Society, do you have meetings that people could attend, or possibly websites they could learn more about the West Georgia chapter of the Native Plant Society?
Well, the website for the chapter is wgawildflowers.org. But we're also, you can link to us by going to the state website, which is gnps.org. And the state website also has lots of really wonderful information about the various plants. It'll introduce you to all the other chapters that are around the state. We're growing like crazy. There's new chapters coming up all the time. Our public meetings are on the even months, so starting in February and April, etc. And it's always on the third Tuesday, and reception is at 6:30, presentation at 7. And we bring in speakers from all around the state and around the region to talk about the various things, including how to bring birds into your property based on the plants that you plant. We've talked about dragonflies, and we talk about obviously plants, but we try to really round out our program so that everybody can get interested. And membership is through the Georgia Native Plant Society website. And then if you become a member, then we get a small portion of that comes back to support our programs.
Awesome. All right. Well,
and I have to say, two of our big supporters are the Community Foundation of West Georgia and EMC. They have both been very generous with their grant funding for the things that we do. And we maintain Buffalo Creek Trail. So come walk the trail. We've got new areas. We have the Nest, which is a bird sanctuary now, and pollinator gardens. We've got upper woodlands, so you can see all variety of plants that grow natively here.
That's fantastic. Well, check out the Native Plant Society, the West Georgia chapter. You can go to the state website and get connected with them as well, GANPS.com. All right, well, let's change hands here. Jump back over to the Carrollton Writers Guild. The Visiting Author Series, you have Sherilyn Kenyon coming up. Tell us about this.
Oh, this will be fantastic. It'll be a luncheon, open to the public. There is a fee for the luncheon. But Sherilyn is a best-selling author. 70 million copies of her books have been sold nationwide, and I can't even remember how many books she has. She's a very prolific writer. Her best-known series is the Dark Hunter series. It is, there's a new term amongst the genres, it is romantasy. So it is romance and fantasy mixed together. She is outstanding at creating new environments, new worlds. A lot of her worlds are tied into the pantheons of the gods. I mean, she's very knowledgeable about the Norse gods and the Greek gods and the Egyptian gods, and she ties all of this in. I enjoy reading her. She's a very quick, I wouldn't say quick read, but a read that's smooth and comfortable, and you can really get into it. But she's got several other series, and she has a new book coming out, and I don't know exactly when it is going to be coming out, but she's going to be there to have lunch with folks, to get to know her as an author. She's a lot of fun to talk to, and then she will speak about her work. And then in the afternoon, focusing more on the writers, she's going to do a workshop on world building, and it's called Where Pigs Fly, The Art of World Building. And that is going to be a great two-hour experience for would-be authors. And when you talk about world building, people automatically think of fantasy and medieval settings or alien settings or things like that. But even if you're writing about today and you're writing about and you're not even doing anything that is fantasy-related, you still have to get your reader into where are your characters. You know, are you in New York City? Are you on the plains out in the West? Where are you? And so world building is, it was beyond just, can you develop a magic system and have a government that makes sense? It is anything that you need, the setting of where your story is taking place and how your reader becomes immersed in that setting.
Makes complete sense, because you think about, like, I mean, I don't know why this is the first thing that's coming to my mind, but like the Stephen King book, It, right?
Mm-hmm.
It really takes its time to establish this fictional city of Derry, where these kids live.
Right.
And I mean, or you watch the show Fargo or the film Fargo, it really establishes this point and place here right in the middle of Minnesota or wherever it might be. And I guess that's something I've really thought about, you know, because you think world building, my mind goes to like Mad Max,
right,
or Star Wars, you know, like or Lord of the Rings, you know, the languages, the geography, the kingdoms, all this stuff. But I mean, it really is important to establish this kind of thing no matter what time and place you are. And it sounds pretty difficult. Like, it would probably be a really good opportunity for up-and-coming authors or established authors who maybe want to get a bit more insight to learn a bit more about that. So when are these events, the luncheon as well as this the workshop?
The luncheon is September 5th. That's Thursday. The luncheon starts at 12 p.m. You can get your tickets through the box office or through the website for the Carrollton Center for the Arts. I really want to give a shout out to them because they've been tremendously supportive of the Writers Guild, and we really enjoy working with them. And then the workshop is at 2 p.m., also on the 5th, and there's a, again, go through the website. If you go to the Carrollton Center for the Arts website, look under education to find the workshop, and look under events to find the luncheon.
This is fantastic. I'll tell you what, time is 8:48. We're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation with the president of the Carrollton Writers Guild, as well as the president of the West Georgia chapter of the Native Plant Society, Elise Wheeler, as we continue our discussion about two events, the Invasives We Love to Hate workshop, in her capacity as the Native Plant Society president, happening tonight. Reception's at 6:30, and the presentation is at 7 p.m. at the Carroll County Ag Center, as well as the visiting author series, where Sherilyn Kenyon is going to be joining us at the Cultural Arts Center for some excellent discussions. That's going to be on September 5th. All right, so we're going to take our break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, August 20th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Just a reminder to everyone tuning in, this episode will be uploaded to this station's website as well as gratacommunications.com. So please feel free to share the audio file, the podcast, on your social media, or encourage others to do the same so we can spread the news about these events, one of which is happening tonight. Earlier in the conversation, we discussed the Invasives We Love to Hate presentation that's going to be kicking off at 6:30 tonight with the reception and a presentation at 7. It's going to kick off at 7, and that's at the Carroll County Ag Center, which is 900 Noonan Road. It's just up the street here from us at WLBB. And of course, for more information about that, you can check out the West Georgia chapter of the Georgia Native Plant Society. And we've segued the conversation into Elise Wheeler, our guest, in her role as the president of the Carrollton's Writers Guild, discussing the Visiting Author Series. So they're the author that they have coming up here is Sherilyn Kenyon, and she is a best-selling American author born in Columbus, Georgia. Her urban fantasy and paranormal romance, romanticy, what a funny, I love that that's the new genre. I feel like that's going to be the number one genre because so many people love romantic fantasies. Her novels have sold more than 70 million copies in more than 100 countries and have won 4 Prism Awards, the Golden Quill, and a Darrell Award. Her best-known series is Dark Hunter. And that luncheon kicks off. It's on September 5th at noon, and tickets are $30 to get into that. But then later, there's going to be a very intimate workshop, Where Pigs Fly, the Art of World-Building Workshop, and that's going to be later that afternoon at 2 p.m., and tickets are only $15 for that. The funds raised, does it go to benefit the Writers Guild or the Arts Center?
This particular visiting author series is the Carrollton Center for the Arts program. And again, I want to shout out to Tim Chapman for supporting us. And every year he brings in an author. I think it was 2 years ago he brought in, it just went out of my head.
I hate that. Isn't that the worst?
Garrison Keillor.
Garrison Keillor, yeah.
He brought in Garrison Keillor. We've had Chelsea Rathburn. Unfortunately, it was during COVID, but Chelsea is the poet laureate for Georgia. And so Tim really works hard to find a variety of different authors to bring in. And so we really want to support him in this process. So this particular event, the funding goes back to the city. Of course, the city gives so much to the literary community here. It's just absolutely amazing.
No, I'm glad to hear that because they really do go out of their way to support so much.
Yeah, they do. So this is on Thursday, but then again, I'll reiterate, on Friday evening, it'll be Local Voices. It's the second event. Usually the poets have their Local Voices Evening of Poetry in April because that's National Poetry Month. But this is another event. Poetry is growing. There is a program of an open mic type program at the Neva Lomason Library now. Give them a shout out for that. And so poetry is becoming more important, and it's a lot of fun. It will be, it's not heavy stuff. It's funny. Some of our poets are very humorous in the way that they do things. So just come and walk in at 6:30 on Friday the 6th and enjoy some time there. But I do want to also reach out and say, I need to hear from the book clubs. I need to hear from people who are readers that are interested in meeting new authors or in getting to know authors better. One of my dear friends said that the reason you buy a book is because you like the author, and if you get to know them as people, it's a lot more fun. Because for the Carrollton Book Fest, which will be the first weekend in April, we are going to bring in local authors and have a more intimate setting coffee and donuts in the morning, wine and cheese in the afternoon. And we're trying to pull in the folks that would love to meet these authors and get to know them. So some folks have the idea that the Carrollton Book Fest is entirely focused on writers, and it's not. We want to embrace that reader population. So if there's anybody out there in a book club, what we'd like to do is let you know ahead of time who the authors are going to be so that you might have a chance to read one of their books before they come. So you can drop me an email at carrolltonwritersguild@gmail.com. And just give me your contact information so that we can reach out to you and really let you know what the Carrollton Book Fest is going to be like in 2025.
That's fantastic. And I mean, this is, there are book clubs around. I mean, there are tons out here that even if it's just a group of friends that get together, this is an opportunity to tap into the local talent right here in our own community and possibly read some of their work and, you know, get to know them in person and get to actually, as you mentioned, an intimate setting to where you can, you know, just sip on some coffee and hear everybody kind of go through their history and go through their methods and style. And again, when is that going to be happening?
That is going to be the first weekend in April, and if I can remember the calendar, it's the 5th and 6th. On the 5th, we will be focusing on writers. We're going to have three master classes. Bren McLean, who is an award-winning author of One Good Mama Bone, is coming back to do her master class again. George Weinstein from the Georgia Writers Club is going to come and do an all-day workshop on pathways to publication, talking about how do you take that manuscript that you just printed out of your computer and turn it into a book that is going to sell. So he's going to do a great job with that. He's an outstanding speaker. He and his wife, Kim Conray, are coming. The third one, we're still working on planning. We've got some ideas, and we want to reach out to authors. Then on Saturday is when we're going to have the authors available for the folks to come in. Bookmiser will once again be here with books for sale for all of the participating authors. And we're going to invite some of our alumni back. We've had a Gabby Anderson. She's got a new book coming out. The cicada tree, and now you've got me nailed down again. But I mean, we've had a number of authors, including many who have been nominated or won Georgia Author of the Year.
That's incredible. All right, so where can folks find out more about, of course, they can reach out to you via email, but where can folks learn more about the Carrollton Writers Guild?
Okay, the Carrollton Writers Guild has a website. It's carrolltonwritersguild.org. The Book Fest has a website as well. It's carrolltonbookfest.com. So all the information is going to be posted there. We also have a Facebook page. Carrollton Writers Guild and Carrollton Book Fest are separate Facebook pages. So there's information posted there, and they can always reach out through those avenues as well. I get messages from Facebook users. But we really want to reach out. We'd love to have people who want to volunteer. And if you want more information about the Writers Guild and how to become part of it, you know, please just reach out to me.
Perfect. And the Native Plant Society, those websites, one more time.
Okay. The local chapter is wgawildflowers.org, and the state society is gnps.org.
Perfect. Elise Wheeler, author and president of the Carrollton Writers Guild and the West Georgia chapter of the Native Plant Society, thank you so much for coming on the program today and cluing us in on some awesome events coming up soon.
Oh, Josh, it's always so much fun to be here. You know, I would encourage anybody to come have a conversation with you.
Excellent. What such high praise. That means so much. Well, I adore you, Elise. And to everyone tuning in, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.